Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. I want to talk to you today about a very tough rationing problem, and it is rationing. We don't have enough organs in the United States to give to everyone who needs one. And I'm talking here about vital organs like kidneys, livers, and hearts. We are constantly faced with a dilemma as a country about who should live and who will die, and some will die no matter what policy is put in place. There's a huge gap between the number of people who need a kidney, who need a liver, who need a heart, and the supply that we have. With respect to the supply, most of the organs come from cadaver donors, and that's what I want to focus in on now. For kidneys, many people do get a kidney from a living donor, but obviously for hearts and almost all the livers have to come from cadaver donors, and so do kidneys. So if we have this shortage, what is the fair and just thing to do? You may know that not too long ago, there was a case reported in the media of a young woman who suffered from autism who was being considered for a heart transplant and who was turned down by the transplant center. Mom was told, your daughter is intellectually impaired and that makes it difficult to do the transplant. We're not going to take her on as a transplant candidate. Well, that's one way to ration, is to look at issues around intellectual ability and function. But is it right? In the case of a child who has autism or other genetic problems that might lead to intellectual impairment, I do think that disability has to be taken into account. Why? Because some forms of intellectual impairment are so severe that they would make it very difficult to do the transplant because the child may be suffering from physical ailments as well as intellectual disability that just make the surgery itself difficult. If you're severely intellectually impaired, if you're basically almost in a coma, I don't think it makes sense to consider that child for a transplant either. So if you're in a permanent vegetative state, if you're in a Terry Schiavo type state as a child, I do think that's morally relevant as to who gets a scarce heart, kidney, or liver. But there are other people, obviously, with disabilities who have mild or moderate forms. There are people with autism who have Asperger's who may not be socially comfortable, but are obviously quite capable of doing miraculous things with their abilities and skills, sometimes founding companies that make a lot of money, sometimes finding software solutions to all kinds of problems. So while I say take a look at disability, I don't think disability is an automatic disqualification. In the situation where the child has autism, that's got a range of disability present as well. So I do think you have to look case by case. You can't just make a blank rule that says no child with an intellectual impairment will be eligible for transplant. Sadly, I think we do discriminate too much. We don't refer kids with intellectual impairments as often as we should to be considered for organ transplants. So I think that's something that both medicine and public policy needs to pay attention to. Are we discriminating there? Well, the other reason organs are short is sometimes adults compete with kids for the same organs. That obviously may not be quite as true for a large heart and a small body, but there certainly are situations where a younger person could get an organ or an older person. So that takes us to another big factor in rationing organs, age. And should age count? If you're 60 and need a kidney and someone is 20 and needs a kidney, if all life is of equal value, and we're not trying to make decisions about a person's individual worth, can we take age into account? I'm going to argue for this, yes. I think we can because age is a marker, not a perfect one, but it certainly is a marker of likelihood of success with a transplant. The older you are, the less likely the transplant will work. Now, there are exceptions, and I'm well aware of that, but generally speaking, the 60-year-old is not going to fare as well in terms of having that transplant work as the 20-year-old. The other reason I think age counts is I believe that when people donate organs, they not only want to save a life, but they want to save years of life. They're trying to let somebody have a full life and live 10, 20, 30 years or more if they can, with the transplant. That gives the advantage to the younger person. We ought to privilege the young and children because they can make more use of the organ for a longer period of time. This isn't a judgment about who's more valuable to society or what skills or abilities you have. It's merely saying, if you want to save the most lives and you want to save the most life over a period of time, then age should count. So in trying to figure out tough rationing decisions about how to deal with organ transplantation, I think both disability and age do factor in, but they have to be looked at very, very carefully and very, very closely. There may not be much of a difference in outcomes and success between that kid with Downs or the child with autism. Maybe there is if they've suffered severe brain damage and they're basically in a comatose state. That ought to be taken into account. Age-wise, maybe not much difference between the 42-year-old and the 48-year-old, but if we're talking 60 and 20, then I think the best use of a scarce resource would take age into account. Interestingly enough, if you agree with that line of argument, it has implications as we look forward for rationing many things in our healthcare system. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks for watching.